All right, so we're gonna swing into some Sachem areas now, okay? From now till the end of the Zman, okay? Sachem, Pesach. So we're gonna do one sugya on Bedika, okay, on checking, and the second one we'll do is, actually we'll probably do three. Then we're gonna do Haseba, which I'm almost done working out, some really interesting stuff. You guys know what Haseba is, right? Leaning? Leaning. And then we'll probably also, well, I'll try to see if I can do like a Korban sugya with you guys also, like some Kachem stuff, okay? Maybe we'll do Chadash also, maybe. That's for after. I haven't prepared it yet. That's for after this month. Piggle. We still have to do mezuzah also. So what we're going to do by Bedika is we're going to start this sugya today, which I think we'll probably finish today. But it's really two parts of one overall sugya. So one is the Zman, okay? And the second one is the candle. And the candle, I'm going to really, this is being used to help with the candle case. But really getting into the whole candle business, okay? Why we use a candle, right? This really gives a good sense of how you should look at the Chiyuv Bedikas Chametz. So first of all, let's just get our facts straight, okay? Okay, on Pesach, is there any obligation, midoraisa, to check for Chametz?
No.
What's the halacha by Chametz, so to speak? Okay, good. Bayera b'yamatzeh. Remember those words. Bayera b'yamatzeh, meaning I cannot have any bread in my home. I can't own any of it, so to speak. I can't have it in my possession. In my domain, in my possession. So Chazal come along and institute a very sensible, I'd say, edict, which is to check for chametz, right? Okay. So the Mishnah says, go ahead, Joel. The Mishnah says, or? So that's the famous question. What does or l'arabasar literally mean? Okay, but we all know when we do bedika. All right, so I don't want anyone asking this question. This the Gemara takes care of already, which is you start Bedika when? At the very end of, make it simple, of Shkia, meaning there's still a few rays left of the sun. So Rashi tells you the objective. What's the objective of Bedika? So you check for chametz. This way you will not be over the Torah prohibition of having chametz in your possession. It's the most sensible thing possible. All right, now look at this Gemara. This is a great Gemara. And I was so nice to you guys. I even broke up the Gemara into chunks so you can know what to define. The Hashta. Okay. So everyone agrees that when do you do Bedika? Let me clarify. Everyone agrees that when the Mishnah says or, right, it's referring to nighttime. Everyone agrees to that, okay? But now the Gemara is going to ask the most basic question possible. I mean, it's such a phenomenal question, which is? Meaning, why? When would the right time to do Bedika be?
Right before the Issa.
There you go. In other words, if you're going to be smart about it, you know what you would do? You'd say, okay, well, the prohibition of having leavened bread in my domain starts at 1 p.m., right? So when should I have to check? Before, an hour before, 2 hours before, whatever, right? A few hours before. Point is, doesn't that make sense?
Yes.
Like, and in fact, you guys know today that the fact that we search at night does lead to some interesting halachic problems because I don't know if it's a joke, but it's more like
no,
they're going to get to that later on. That's talking about like what do you do with the remaining chametz and then like you know what do you call it? You have to keep it till the daytime and then the whole thing. The easiest thing would be to find it, burn it, and then the prohibition comes into existence, right? And yet, what do? We start at night, and then we have to wait. So what kind of thing is that? So the Gemara, it's amazing, you give the Chazal credit. I mean, they're bothered by this, because the Gemara then says, Michti bein Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir. Right, which means, when should you check? Before the sixth hour, right, before the Isser comes into existence, okay? Right, and look at Rashi, bein Rabbi Meir, bein Rabbi Yehuda, the ifligu b'mas nisen.
Oh, okay.
Right, so what's a harchaka? Anyone who's going to get married? Well, harchaka is a unique thing. Harchaka here means to keep a distance, right? Between you and the Issa Daraisa, right? So, chametz in asr min haTorah, v'ayirala, v'achila el mishe shaos, right? Keep going.
Mishe avru she shaos.
Right. Nivdog, so when should we check? Chametz. At the beginning of the sixth hour, like Oren said. Bekodem. And right before the Isser comes into existence, I'll burn my chametz. It makes perfect sense. Okay? Lamali. So why should I make it so much earlier? Why start Bedikas Chametz at night? Just do it right before him. Okay? Dibishlama.
Dibishlama, Ior Yamama, Ika Litarutse, Dimatnitin, Nami Bashesh, Kamar Abohashta.
Okay, now that's an important point. Even though the Gemara says, this is an important point, even though the Gemara says, when does the Zman Bedika start, which is at night, that doesn't mean you can't do what? You can do Bedika during the day. Right? So that you, axiomatically, you have to know that. It doesn't mean that if I miss the Zman Bedika at night, right, that I can't do it during the day. We'll see that tomorrow also. But that's a misnomer, right? So if that's true, meaning that the time of Bedika starts, let's say, at 6 p.m., right? And let's say ends at 12 p.m. the next day, right? So just wait until an hour before. Why would you start at night? Just wait till an hour before. Gemara's first question. Vinigdo, okay. Vichitema. I love this move. Vichitema.
We're back in the Gemara.
Yeah, back in the Gemara.
Oh, Vichitema. Zrizim Makdimim
LeMitzvos. Ah, the old Zrizim Makdimim LeMitzvos. Okay, what's Zrizim Makdimim LeMitzvos mean? What? The old, right. Gemara's answer is, I'll tell you why you check at night. Because there's a lot to define here, you'll see. But I'll tell you why you check at night. You know why? Because the early bird catches the mitzvah. Meaning that when, in other words, the mitzvah, the zman starts at night. So, you know, zrizin, which is again, on the surface, okay, is more of like a, almost like a philosophical idea, that when the person has the opportunity to do a mitzvah, when should he do it? As soon as it's chal. There's the first opportunity to do the mitzvah, that's when he should do it. Right? Okay. Why not? Okay, is that clear? Okay, Joel, now what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says if that's true, Nivdok, what does that mean?
Check in for the morning.
Okay, check from the morning. Well, one second. Well,
that's not the start of this month.
Right. How does this answer make any sense? You should have yelled when you prepared this. Right. Did you really?
Yeah.
Okay. Because this doesn't follow, what's the line of reasoning here? The Gemara says if you're going to apply Zrizin, right? Zrizin doesn't work. Zrizin would only work to start at the earliest part of the day. Meaning, if you're going to be Zariz, it would be by Hanetz at sunrise. Okay, again, let's understand. The Gemara agrees that the Zman Bedika starts at night. Axiom. Okay, good. Then the Gemara says, right? Okay, why check then? Check an hour before, let's say, the sixth hour. Good. Gemara says, okay, I'll tell you why. Zrizin Magdimen. Okay. That sounds like a good answer, except the Gemara comes along and says, no, because Zrizin means day, meaning the mitzvah is chal upon you at Hanetz. But that's not true, because the Gemara already established that you're supposed to, your Zman Bedika starts at night. You can even argue, by the way, in the case of Mila, you can even argue the mitzvah, maybe the mitzvah is not chal until the daytime. Right. Maybe it's a different structure. Yeah. Why is it a comparable, why is this a good analogy? Okay? Don't answer it yet. We can't answer it yet. Okay, keep going on the Gemara. Right. Okay. Now that would seem to, you would think this answers the question, no?
Well, also, why don't we need to think about Avram? Is that just unnecessary?
I don't know. Whatever. That's because that it shows you Avram, what do you call it? He got up early to take care of his mitzvah. It's reason. Right. Yeah, very good. Yeah. Yeah. That's an axiom. Now this sounds like an answer, doesn't it? In other words, the Gemara is saying, okay, so game, set, match, case resolved. Like meaning that somehow we're going to say that what's the reason by that? Well, one second. What would the reason be by Bedika? It would be starting at night, seemingly, or during the day. Well, no, but it's even the right.
Are we saying okay. That's reason? Or are we saying that's the right time to do it?
I don't know. You would think that. But it's like, it's unclear. Where does the Gemara stand right now? Before we get to Rav Nachman, the Gemara is like unclear. Like, what is it? Is it satisfied with this? Well, you'll see it's not. Because now it quotes Rav Nachman. So what does Rav Nachman say?
Well, it's certainly not satisfied because doesn't the Mishnah say nighttime?
Yes.
So it can't be satisfied.
Correct. Yeah. Well, can't use, the meal analogy doesn't work well.
Right.
Okay, so I'm Rav Nachman, Bar Yitzchak. Okay, so literally what does that mean? You do Bedika at night because that's when people are home and that's where the candle will work best, okay? Now, why is this problematic?
candle works. If you have broad daylight, use that.
Okay, but be careful. We're not getting into whether the candle, like the benefits of using a candle for bedikah. What's a problem with Rav Nachman's statement? What exactly?
It's not intrinsic to the like mitzvah. It just like happens to be. This is a good time. It's a good etzah.
How does this fit to the flow of the Gemara? How does this fit in? What is he addressing here?
He's addressing why you're doing meat.
But 1 second. But does he ignore? What about his reason?
Right.
Is he rejecting his reason? The Gemara, like I said before, the Gemara is very hazy. It's not telling us how it feels about its reason. What's Rav Nachman doing here?
Well, yeah. So, like, even though his reason would tell you during the day, you shouldn't do it during the day because we have a better reason to do it in the evening.
Oh, so you think it's a better reason?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Does it?
Seemingly.
Okay, yeah.
Expanding the capabilities of his reason.
He's expanding it.
Yeah. Saying that his reason can take it all the way back until night.
Oh.
Okay.
And then later it uses the cases as precedent that you can't extend it to the night.
Are
the people who are talking about...
Let's just start from the beginning. Okay, the Gemara says, check before the sixth hour. Right? The Gemara must have had an assumption, must have had going into this, a certain assumption of what you would think Bedikas Chametz is. And if you thought Bedikas Chametz was X, then it would make sense to do it right before Sheish Shaos. Kamash Malan, it's not what we thought it was. That's all I can give you, okay? In other words, the Havamina here is that what would you think Bedikas Chametz is? And if that's what it is, then of course it should be done an hour before the sixth hour. And then the Gemara's move is to say that's not what it is. When it introduces Zrizim Makdimin, what it's really doing is there's a paradigm shift in the Gemara telling you don't look at Bedikas Chametz that way. Yeah.
So there's two ways to use Bedikas.
In other words, there's a term for this in halacha, okay? What's the function of Bedikah? There you go. It's a hechsher. What does hechsher mean?
Preparation.
Right, meaning what's it setting you up for? To be able to observe this isser, right? In other words, I need to make sure that there's no chametz in my domain. So it's a hechsher, okay? And the expression of that hechsher, right, is through a maisa. So you would say the maisa bedika, right? The maisa bedika comes to existence because it is the mechanism to create this hechsher. That's what you would think, okay?
To create, it is the hechsher.
It is the hechsher, right? Sorry, it is the hechsher, okay? Okay.
Wait, for beer or for
Balyar al Balyamatze?
It's the hechsher to get rid of.
Beer is a combination of bedika.
You're saying it's one big thing. We're
Correct. Haraya. Now, but we have a problem, though. What's my favorite word?
Tension.
There's a tension. Because on the one hand, we know there's a maisa to do, right? There's a maisa bedika, right? But if there's a maisa bedika to do, when should that maisa bedika take place?
Right before,
without question. Again, if it's a hechsher, and the maisa bedika captures that idea, it should be right beforehand. On the other hand, we know there's a zman, right? There's a zman. And this maisa doesn't fit into the zman the Mishnah is suggesting. You understand? There's a tension. The maisa should be done right beforehand, right? If it's a hechsher. The zman, though, starts at night. There's only one way to resolve that tension. And that's the only way his reason would work. Only one way to resolve the tension. What did they do to Bedika? There's still a Maisa Bedika, but what do?
They
said it's most effective as
it's a new institution.
Time, meaning,
but it wouldn't be, because if it's all the way in the nighttime, that wouldn't be the most effective Heksher at this point. There's only one way they can sneak out of this. I think it's the right word to use. The Chachamim. The Chacham are trying to show you here. They're trying to show you their methodology and how they formulated Bedikas Chametz. Well, in other words, if it's a Maisa Bedika, so that's a din in me, as a din in the Gavra, that I must do a Maisa Bedika. There you go. They tied it into the Yom. They said it's not a chiyuv. It's not that I had to do Bedika, so to speak. It's that the Yom is a Yom of Bedika. Okay? No, that's part of the Yom.
Well, you could also, yeah.
Oh, right.
Zrizim Makdim and the Mitzvos can only work if I have a Yom to speak of. You understand? That's the move the Gemara is making. You can't say Zrizim Makdim and the Mitzvos, I don't have a Yom. It means that I have a period of time to do a Mitzvah, and this is the earliest time to do it. That only makes sense if you learn that Bedika's Chametz is tied to the Yom. It's a Chovas a Yom. Wow. Is that a Chovas a Gavra? But the chiv is attached to the yom. It's true that I must do bedika. I have to do a Maisa Bedika, or I have to do a Maisa Bedika. I have to enact a Bedika. But what we're going to say is that rather than just say it's still simply a Hechsher, which therefore would be tied automatically to the Shah Sheish, they said, no, they said, you know what? This Yom now, the Yom becomes the Yom of Bedika. And now it's in this spectrum of time now that I can avail myself of this obligation to do the act of Bedika. But it's tied to the Yom. Right? No Kedushas Yom, by the way. But I'm saying, but they actually tie it to the fabric of the Yom. That's the only way to make sense of Zrizim Makdim LeMitzvos. It would make no sense if it was attached to a Maisa. Because Maisa has nothing to do with Zman. See, that's the point I'm trying to make. If you hold to Heksha, there's no Zman for Bedikas Hametz. There's no Zman. Just do it as close as possible to the sixth hour. There would be no Zman to speak of, right? But yet the Mishnah tells us there's a Zman. So the only way for Zman to work, right, would be to say it's a Chovas Yom. Okay, the chiv is tied to the yom. That the yom now is a yom of what do you call it? Of bedikas chametz. By the way, your question actually that's brilliant, Darius, brilliant. Because what your question is that that's the Gemara's problem with reason. The Gemara is saying, see, it's not worried about the philosophical thing about reason. It's using it. It's using reason as a means of bringing up your issue, which is like this. Okay, so you'll tell me it's a chovas yom. Right? So when should a guy do it? Oh, the earliest time to do it would be at night. But it's a problem though, because the what? Right, the tzura of Zrizim Makdimin, it always expresses itself in which context? Morning. Right? No, that's your question. In other words, the Gemara is saying you want to use Zrizim, that's not going to work. Because we see that when we turn to the paradigmatic expression of Zrizim, it applies by Mila, meaning Zrizim only works, Zrizim only makes sense in the context of day. There is no idea of Zrizin at night. The Gemara is saying you can't rest it on Zrizin Makdimin. Because the problem is that our precedent, right, for Zrizin Makdimin is by Mila. Right? And by Mila, what do you see there? You see Zrizin's and such as Mila. What?
Nighttime wasn't a possibility by Mila either. Because it's by Yom specifically, not Belila.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
Is Mila
a function? This is where the Zemachlokos are showing about which way to go. Okay? Meaning one way to learn is the Gemara is stuck, right? It's saying that Zrizim won't work here because the paradigm or the precedent of Zrizim is tied to the actual day, right? And Zrizim doesn't work at night. Now, that doesn't sound such a compelling rationale. But one way of learning is that the Gemara, therefore, reject that Rav Nachman's rejecting it. Meaning that the Gemara rejects Zrizim because we want Zrizim to be a universal, and we see that when Zrizim normally, what, how does it work? It works earliest part of the day. It can't be stretched back to nighttime. Okay.
So what was
but what's Rav Nachman doing here? Let's take one way we showed him learn, like the Ritva and others, which you read the Ritva, they learn that Rav Nachman is the Gemara is rejecting his reason. It's saying we don't use reason. Okay? So what's he saying then? He gives like these very practical things. He says, You search at night, why? One is because people are home, right? The other one is because the candle is nice to use for Bedika. Right.
How do you reject Zrizin? I mean, it's still theoretically it should be during the day. It's just there are practical reasons to do it at night.
No, he's saying forget Zrizin. He's saying forget Zrizin Lagamri.
How? What?
Because the Gemara, he's saying the Gemara doesn't reject Zrizin.
How can you reject?
It doesn't work here. Oh, because
it
Mila.
Work. It just doesn't
by the fact of Rogue.
Right. No. It can. It doesn't work because you can't be Zaras at night. If you were Zrizin by Bedika, you would be Zaras at Nates.
Right.
That doesn't tell you nighttime.
So he didn't give a reason why you should be Zaras at.
Yeah, the Mishnah.
At Nates. Yeah, I know. I'm saying he doesn't. He's just saying, oh, well, the Mishnah says
no.
Reject reason.
Yeah. It depends. I'm telling you, it's my focus.
What's his reason for rejecting Zrizin?
Because the Gemara is saying it won't work at night. So that can't teach you this Zman Bedika starts at night. Right.
I know. But there's
fine, that's fine. But let me ask you a question. Does Rav Nachman still hold this Chovas HaYom idea? Because remember, Zrizin fits nicely to Chovas HaYom.
Yeah, for sure.
But what's he saying?
I mean, no,
he's saying Chovas HaYom, but he's also saying that when your obligation comes into existence, so too does your ability to do the Maisa. Whereas the other guys are not saying that.
No, he's just saying this is the best Hefter you can do.
What do you mean?
You can flip it back to Hefter and just say the most functioning Hefter is one that's at night. It's the most focused light or whatever.
That seems like the worst way to do it.
Why?
Because
I can't see.
So, right, okay, there you go. In other words, what does this Yom become? It's not like there's a Chovas Yom, right, of Bedika time. It's that they actually take the idea of Hechsher and say, what's the Zman Hechsher? right? I know the words are very similar, but I think you'll see what I mean. There's a Zman Heksher. There's a Zman, a period of time that Chazal set up. This is the time to now get ready for what do you call Bayer Abayim Matzah. Okay? And again, it's not a mice anymore. This is Zman. I do the mice in this Zman, but this is Zman. Now, if you call this Zman, when is the ideal time? Let's be clear here. When is the ideal time to produce the best possible Bedika?
At night.
At night.
Because the candle is. I don't know. Is there Zman anymore?
Yeah, it's still Zman. There has to be. Because I can do it during the day.
No. Theoretically, you could. It's too light. So
you think I'm saying the maiden to it? There's still an idea of a yom because that's why it starts at night. Is that a coincidence? Nighttime is
Yom. That's the dark time. Right.
So
the closest dark time.
I understand. So Rav Nachman is saying, but he's saying the ideal time to do it. The ideal time in Zman Bedika is dark. Nighttime.
No, but that doesn't have to be Zman Bedika. It's just I have to do it before the 6 hour, and I want to find the closest. Just like you were saying, I want to do the closest to the 6 hour possible. So I want to do the closest to the 6 hour possible when I have a good Bedika.
Yeah, agreed. I'm agreeing with you.
So it's not a Zman Bedika.
Why not? The Zman? No, because it's still attached to
the 6 hour.
That's right. Therefore, this entire... But I could do it later on if I wanted to. So there's still a reality of Zman.
Fine.
There has to be some idea of Zman. But I agree with what you're saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm saying that they take the idea of... In other words, the greatest possible heksher, right, is going to be doing Bedik... You'll see why when we get to the Nair, is doing Bedik at night, right? So they're taking the idea of heksher and maximizing it, right? But it's still Zman, meaning when I start at night, it's still connected to the sixth hour. And you're saying the earliest time is now. The ideal time is at night. Why? Because that means my heksher, the best expression of the heksher, will be at night. Because people are home, and because the light of the candle is better. Don't worry about the light of the candle. We'll take up. You'll see why. That's exactly the next sugar we're going to take up. But in terms of people being together, it's the most practical time to do it. Yeah. The Me'iri doesn't learn this way. You know that? The Me'iri actually, if you read the Me'iri actually learns that Rav Nachman's not rejecting Zvizin. Okay.
And that's reason
we
go into the night?
Yes.
Good call.
Okay.
Why did he give a different reason?
What?
Then why did he actually give a different
reason? Okay.
Because the light functions better at night, that is the reason.
Well, because I think the Me'iri's way of learning Rav Nachman actually fits better into the flow of the Gemara, not to create too much of a bias. The Ritva holds Rav Nachman rejects reason the Gamre and just holds a separate idea of Zman Bedika. But I ask you, if you would say his reason still works, and Rav Nachman's giving these reasons, okay?
Yeah.
So then the Havin and Maskana is in Zrizin itself. I mean, you would have thought Zrizin, this is what you were kind of bugging me about. You would have thought Zrizin's X, turns out it's Y.
Thing, but that's kind
of let's take the simple way of understanding Zrizin. Yeah. Without that dumb tone. Let's take this simple. What's the simple way of learning Zrizin? What would you think Zrizin means? Okay, meaning that when the Chovas Hayom begins, right, given that there's a Chovas Hayom, right, Zrizin means doing it at the earliest part of that Chovas Hayom, right? So when the obligation of the day emerges, do it the earliest possible time, right? That you can, right. That sounds very intuitive, right? But Rav Nachman, no, my friends, no. Rav Nachman seems to be saying there's another way you can learn Zrizin, a more fundamental idea, I think.
So the first thing you do in your day.
Say it again?
Gavra is being a Zrizin.
No, according to the Me'iri.
Oh, no.
Being not vis-a-vis the Zman is Zrizin, but vis-a-vis the Gavra himself.
That's good. It's good. See, what Dov is doing is he's saying, it's not just some sort of like nice idea, like a philosophical idea that, okay, so when the Chovas Yom starts, do it the earliest possible time, right? It's not a din in early, per se. Rather, it's saying that Zrizin actually comes and takes the Maisa mitzvah and says the ideal performance of the mitzvah is earliest. So if that's what it is, meaning Zrizin's really telling you that there's an ideal time to perform the mitzvah, okay, then Rav Nachman can come along and say, you know what? We can extend Zrizin back to nighttime. We can do that. Because we could say it's not about early, because early is only din in day, right? It's that it's the ideal time to do a mitzvah. Zrizin is really a qualifier of, it actually, it takes it from like what sounds like a philosophical idea and actually gives it a halachic shame, which is the best time to perform the mitzvah. So that's where Rav Nachman comes along and says, when's the best time to perform the mitzvah? At night, because that's when people are at home or nair, right? That's a different way of learning Zrizin. You understand? I'd say it's more fundamental. That's what you're saying, right? Very good, very good. That's the other way to learn. In other words, do you say, is Rav Nachman rejecting his reason and saying, it's nothing to do with his reason, it's just a Zman Bedikah, and the ideal time for Zman Bedikah is at night, right? It's the best heksher you could do. Or do you say no? Do you say that he doesn't want to abandon his reason? What's he, but if he thinks his reason just means being early, right? There's some sort of kiyum in doing things early. But that doesn't work. I don't care the fact that only... I don't care because it's a din of Mila. I don't know.
No, isn't that the earliest time in the Zman would be at night?
Not by Mila.
No, I know. But by Bedikah, the earliest...
No, time I'm saying... I think it's going further. What he's saying is that...
No,
is that
Havmiya. I'm saying the Havmiya fits in... What your Havmiya is with Nafa, isn't it?
No.
The earliest time in the Zman is when you should do it.
No. Because when I'm... The problem is that... In other words, what's the Chovas HaYom of what it called? Bedikah. That's the question. In other words, if you learn it like Mila, it could be it's maybe structured like Mila, meaning that and when Hanetz hits, that's the earliest time normally Chovas Yom that I can do my mitzvah. That's how he's learning. That's how the Gemara is learning it. Up to Rav Nachman's point.
If it's built into the Yom,
according to what you're saying, then Rav Nachman makes no sense. The Gemara could have just said so. Zrizim Makdimin, do it at night. See, the Gemara doesn't take that up as a serious possibility. Why? Because it's saying for whatever reason. Zrizin's only the earliest part of the day. It doesn't happen at night.
So it's not earliest part of the Zman Fiyah. It's never, ever Alfiyah.
Right. It's saying that when I say Chovas HaYom, I mean day Chiyuv.
Day.
Right? Okay. So the earliest time, but it's telling you the early, when should I do it? It's a good thing for me to do earlier. Like the early bird, right? You know, like shows your like attitude towards mitzvahs. Okay. But it doesn't necessarily mean it's actually halachically changing the Maaseh Mitzvah. What Dov is suggesting is that, no, Zrizin actually changes your performance, meaning there's an actual ideal time of performing a mitzvah. Zrizin isn't simply like advice. It's not simply like reflecting a certain, like, anticipation and love of mitzvahs, which I'm sure that's attached to it also. It's actually changing the very performance, meaning when is the ideal time to do a mitzvah? Let's say Hanetz. If that's true, then we could say here, when's the ideal time to do the mitzvah of Bedikah? Nighttime, because that's when people are home, etc.